I glossed over one of the titles of one of the slides, which I talked about cultural transformation. So one of the things that we've noticed is that in these particular choirs, although the girls have been inducted into this all-male culture, there are signs that the all-male culture are having to adapt. So, for example, Malcolm Archer at Wells suggested that in working with the girls, he'd noticed that there were particular timbres, colours he was hearing. And see, he was actually writing music at that time to exploit those colours, because he noticed that the girls, in singing particular parts of the repertoire, these colours came out. And when David and I did some of our perceptual studies, and we took some CDs from the cathedral gift shop, and David cut them up into little excerpts, mixed them all up, gave them out to people and said, can you tell which are the girls singing, which are the boys singing on these commercial recordings? There were some items that were very clearly identifiable, and it was on those items, if you looked at the acoustic spectrum, that we could begin to see that the girls were producing a more characteristic sound. Links to one of the things that Stem was saying earlier, in terms of the upper part of the spectrum, you're getting kind of more noise up there, which tends to be characteristically more feminine. And whereas on some of the tracks they were mistaken as boys, and this is where they were producing a more characteristic male sound, where the actual spectral slope was much steeper.